Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and also Tall Grass Motors. And we have Tasha and Braden in here today from Tri-County Tech. Thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I understand we got a little celebration going on at Tri-County Tech. Good things are happening. I'm going to start with you, Tasha.
Yes, great things are happening. We have record enrollment this year in our adult programs and our high school programs, in part thanks to our Great Skills to Rebuild initiative launched by in partnership with the Oklahoma State of Oklahoma, and our high school recruiters. Fantastic work here.
Hey, thank you. Braden, how long? Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, you've had to go into the high schools, and sometimes the high school students just come to you. Right. How's this all work in the recruiting business?
So in February and March, I visit all of our partner schools in the area, and I go out and we have our online application, and then the counselors provide me with the attendance records, the transcripts, and then their pre-ACT or ACT scores. So the combination of those three things along with their online application enter a scoring process. Mm-hmm. And so that's how students are admitted into our programs, is if they, however high scoring they are, is dependent on how or whether or not they get into our program.
Now, did I hear somewhere, did you just say something and I missed it? As early as eighth grade, they can get an introduction to Tri-County Tech?
Yeah, so we do have eighth grade tours. We are having students come out to our campus, and then again as freshmen and sophomores. Our programs do start as sophomores. Our medicine and biosciences program and pre-engineering are three-year programs. And then the rest of our programs are either two-year or one-year programs.
Wow. We got programs, don't we?
We do. We love them.
Now, Tasha, tell us a little bit about the adults. This is really nice because adults sometimes can be a little stubborn and a little, you know, reluctant to try new things. But I guess in the situation that we're in, new things is about all you got sometimes.
Yes, we launched the Skills to Rebuild initiative, giving adult students free tuition as upon successful completion on July 10th. And by July 12th, we had over, I think, 200 applications to get into to these programs. We have had seen such a need in our community for these programs that we will be launching new programs this fall. And we still have some openings for our January classes as well.
Well, this is phenomenal. You know, out there on No Water Road, it gets a little crowded out there in the old parking lot, isn't it?
Yeah, we love it. We love it. We love it. It's always been something that we've, to be honest, that I have prayed for, and that's been a vision of our leadership, that our campus will be crammed packed in the day and in the evening, just providing those life-changing learning opportunities for folks in our community.
I'm going to open this up to either one of you if you feel comfortable. We heard the term cram packed. Now, there are folks who are going, COVID, oh my gosh. How are we doing this? Are we doing in-person, online, blend? Are we doing all three? How are we doing this?
So what we've been doing is we have been spreading out our programs among the campus. Mm-hmm. So especially our nursing program. So we've spread out our campus, spread out the students in our campus. We are cleaning high-touch surfaces, disinfecting high-touch surfaces every evening. We have a cleaning crew come in. Our students have been wonderful. They're wearing their masks, they're social distancing. We stagger out our breaks for our students so all the students aren't coming to grab a snack at the same time. And so far, we've been in session since for with our high schoolers in our full-time adult program since August 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we haven't had to shut down.
Well, that is amazing. You're doing things right. A lot of cleaning, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How do you like my new cologne? It's called Clorox. We do a lot of that around here, too. Now, with these youngsters coming in, this is an eye-opening experience because they're entering the adult world of education while maintaining sometimes their, and many times, their high school status as well. They kind of get the best of both worlds, and that's quite a benefit.
They do. Yeah, absolutely. No, we're extremely grateful for the hands-on opportunity that our students do get in our programs, and currently we're at 90% capacity, so that's phenomenal to see all these students from all of our partner schools come together and collaborate on on learning these new skills that they're getting to be able to apply in real world situations.
Now, what are the younger students most likely to sign up for? What classes appear to be quite popular at this time?
Well, this year, about every program we had had a wait list on it, so that was incredible to see, you know. The popularity we always have, you know, welding and construction.
Can't go wrong there.
Absolutely not. Our pre-nursing program's extremely unique because it's only a year-long program, and the students, once they've completed that program, they actually have their CNA certification. So that's something super cool. They can go ahead and start applying into that work field and grow that nursing career if they choose to do so.
So they can get a really good paycheck, right. And then if they want to continue their studies to get the RN, they can do that while still, you know, get paid.
Yes.
What a way to go. You're starting really, these youngsters off right.
We really recommend that as well, because what we've seen, especially from our healthcare track, is our CNA high school students will come to us and get their CNA, come back to us and get their LPN through their clinical experiences, get employed at one of our wonderful healthcare employers here in Bartlesville or even the surrounding communities. And then those employers will even sometimes help pay for them to continue their education and get their RN. You can't go wrong with that track.
And, you know, that's in big demand. Mm-hmm. It always has been, and it always will be.
Yes.
So, you're never going to have a glut of nurses on the market, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got one over in Oklahoma City, one of my daughters, that does that. Boy, she's got the strongest feet and arches you've ever seen. Anyway, what's big with the adults? What are they most leaning toward as far as just a little bit of everything as well?
Our first program to fill with the Skills to Rebuild initiative was actually accounting. So I'm not a numbers person, so to me I was like, whoa! But our CNAs went really fast. Our adult CNA programs, basic phlebotomy programs, just flew off the shelf. We also have precision machining. They're all full, so they all went really fast. Welding is great. We have that's definitely something that we're looking at opening up again this fall. Is our welding, our accounting, our medical office coding, our medical office specialist programs. And those are something that we have, like Braden said, we have a wait list on those, big enough to start a class, and we're trying really hard to get that going for them.
Now, even though we are looking at some very strong numbers as far as students are concerned, there are some openings, correct?
Today was actually the cutoff students to actually be admitted into one of our programs. And with them being, a majority of them being full, unfortunately, those students are going to have to wait another year to join us there at Tri-County
Tech. My goodness sakes. But it's always nice to know that you're there.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, some of the things that you offer out there is for youngsters as well as the adults is everything from, like you say, welding to culinary.
To culinary and networking skills.
Marketing skills, a digital videography skills. If you want to be in a teacher, you want to be in administration, we offer a program for that, cosmetology. I mean, we're pretty diverse set of programs out there for about everyone.
Our teacher prep program is another one of our one-year programs, which is nice. It's, and it's our teacher, I feel like we stole her from the heavens. she's amazing, and her students just love her. She really ignites that passion in them to go on into their teaching careers.
Well, this is absolutely fantastic. You know, you were talking about video production. Mm-hmm. It used to be if you're going to be a cinematographer out there in Hollyweird, or if you were going to be a big-time TV person, you know, that's what you did. Or if you were going to make commercials, so documentaries. Well, it's wide open. Every business I know has a video person. Mm-hmm. And that's because you can put out your own message via video on so many different platforms. That thing is... But, you know, there's always a call for that.
Right.
A lot of marketing
program. Yeah, our creative marketing communication program actually hits on that pretty hard in terms of advertising. Our instructor out there actually has a degree in advertising, so mm-hmm. there's a big focus on that. And we have seen an influx of students, you know, really be interested in that program due to the fact that they are going to be able to kind of be able to be employed wherever they end up, whatever mm-hmm. major city or even a small town like Bartlesville, you'll be able to be employed because everyone needs someone who can communicate their message to someone.
I need a video guy.
Exactly.
I want to document how our product is doing, how our product's made, mm-hmm. not giving away any secrets, and show people all the good things that we do. Yeah, everybody wants that.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Gee, man,
These marketing students, they'll get a track in social media. They'll get a track in Adobe Creative Suite. They'll get a just a really robust, round education mm-hmm. in the marketing industry. And whether they go on to college, which, you know, we really encourage those students to do, or they take a part-time job while they're in college, they're going to have some really marketable skills when they hit the ground after their graduation.
And I want your parents out there, if you have a youngster that's in junior high or high school, mm-hmm. I want you to really think about this, and I want you to take a look on the website and maybe, you know, ask for a tour. Because you just never know. 4-year colleges aren't for everyone. And that doesn't mean that you don't have the candle power. It means that everyone has different abilities. And I'm going to tell you, I've never seen a welder go broke.
Right.
So, yeah. And you're going to society needs these jobs to be filled, and Tri-County Tech is right there to train for them. And thank goodness. You've been around since, what, 1967?
1967.
Well, the
yes.
school has anyway. You haven't.
I have not. No, we haven't been.
Right. No. But this was one of the schools that was kind of early on this. Mm-hmm. Now, there are places throughout the United States where, aha, it's just catching on. But, thank goodness that Tri-County Tech has got a great foundation, been here for a good long time, roots planted in the community. I understand even in Nowata, we're starting to expand a little bit over there.
Yes.
Took the wrecker ball to the old building. And
yeah, we're partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of Nowata to build a facility over there to help support that community with training mm-hmm. opportunities and opportunities for those Boys and Girls Club kids.
And not only do you provide great educational opportunities, but, you know, for the people who live here in Bartlesville, Tri-County Tech was gracious enough to put a substation in there for the police department. And I know the people in the community there are ever so thankful, because if they ever need police, it's just right down the street instead of, you know, 3/4 of the way across town. And that, I understand that partnership's worked out really well.
We love having the police officers on campus with us, and they'll come walking through the campus and they feel like it's part of, or at least our experience is that they've just blended right in with the Tri-County Tech family and the students. So we really enjoy having them there.
It's really great. And I'm going to ask you, Brayden, how do folks find you on the internet? Where are you out there?
So they can always visit our website at tricountytech.edu.
EDU, folks.
Yes, sir.
That's not com. That's not org. That's EDU as in education.
Yes, sir. And then just click on our high school tab, and all of my contact information is on there, and I'd be happy to talk to anyone regarding our high school programs.
Now, can they coordinate perhaps an in-school visit and tour with you as well?
Absolutely. I love to show off our beautiful campus there at Tri-County, and I love to see, you know, which students are attracted to which program specifically. Mm-hmm. So it's always cool to see their minds working and see who likes what.
Just click, click, click right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
And, of course, with the adult students, they can do the same thing as well.
Yes, sir. They can do the same thing. And we have a great adult recruiter named Kyle Poole, and he will take care of them. And something I wanted to touch on really quick,
yeah,
if
do.
You don't mind, is our high school students come to us. Something that we found is we're a great middle step between high school and college. Uh-huh. And our college or our continuing education rate is 70%. So while you know, we do offer some wonderful, wonderful skills training that you can go right into the workforce and make a really great living for yourself and your family. What we've really found is they get a taste of that success with us, mm-hmm. and they're maybe encouraged to go ahead and pursue further education as well. So we love both. We love being the track to the workforce, and we love being the track to continuing education.
Well, that's not a step. That's the escalator.
It is.
I always like to say, you know, we might not have a specific program for you, but our skills are there. So we have students who are gonna go on to law school. Going back to our marketing program,
yeah.
They're gonna go to law school. Well, they might not be using their graphic design skills there, but they're getting up in public speaking every day in that classroom. So being able to get up on the stand and defend their clients is something that they're gonna have to do in their career.
Oh, indeed. This really works out well. Again, the website?
TriCountyTech.edu.
And I want to thank you both. I want to thank you, both Braden and Tasha, for being here with us today and representing Tri-County Tech so well.
Thank you for letting us share our story.
All righty. Anytime. You know, the door is always open. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you try.